Hong Kong has the 8th busiest airport in the world, but today it was closed to passenger flights because protesters are occupying terminal buildings. That's a song of French revolutionaries in the musical Les Misérables, which has become an unofficial anthem for Hong Kong's protesters. Since March, protesters have been demanding the scrapping of a law that would allow extradition to mainland China. Today's airport protest was peaceful, but Sunday saw widespread violence between activists and police, like here at the Taikoo subway station. Hong Kong police say they only respond with force when attacked with deadly force like slings and gasoline bombs. Officials in Beijing said today that for the first time they are seeing what they are calling sprouts of terrorism. Chinese armed police are reported to be gathering across the border in Shenzhen in mainland China. Joshua Wong is a leading activist in Hong Kong. He says the airport there is still occupied.
We gather at Hong Kong International Airport because people are really angry on how police have fired bullets horizontally and headshot one young female protester, which result in permanent blindness. And it's just trigger more people continue the fights.
Was that actual ammunition or was it rubber bullets?
That's the rubber bullet.
But how long can these demonstrations go on? I mean, there has been a lot of disruption at the airport, flights canceled, flights unable to come in. How long can you persist?
Protests continue on every weekend, and we will show the power of people. And we just hope to be the one can determine our own destiny instead of being manipulated by Beijing.
It really feels like the protesters have pushed well beyond getting this extradition law shelved. So what are you fighting for right now?
In fact, the extradition bill is not shelved yet. It still exists on the legislative program. Our short-term goal is to urge government to terminate the bill. Our long-term goal is show our cause for free election. We are asking for the fundamental right to elect our own government, the right enjoyed by lots of Western country people since last century.
Chinese officials are now talking about sprouts of terrorism, which seems kind of eerie. How worried are you about an even more violent crackdown?
State terrorism was experienced by Hong Kong ordinary protesters, and we will continue our fight, and we hope to encourage people to be our allies and not to keep silence.
You'll encourage the fight even if it results in more violence.
In a David versus Goliath battle, instead of criticizing on David, we should put more pressure on Goliath, the one suppressed on people's freedom. And that's why I will be part of it and we continue our fight.
Joshua Wong, what will you do if Chinese armed forces come into Hong Kong proper?
We urge people to continue their peaceful protests in different way. If they send PLA to Hong Kong, it will just damage Hong Kong economy. I don't believe they have enough capacity to face backfire from business communities.
But are peaceful protests viable if those protesters are facing Chinese police who are well armed?
The crackdown on human rights is crystal clear, and we will never back down and surrender.
Activist Joshua Wong speaking with us from Hong Kong. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Again.
Thank you.